Good morning. It's morning 7 of the 7-day reset. Let's get started by answering some pre-practice questions. So, if you take your journal and pen, get comfy. We've got 5 questions this morning, and the first one is, how many hours sleep did you get last night? Question 2. What was the first thing that you said to yourself when you woke up this morning? Question 3. How are you feeling right now? Question 4. What would you like to receive from our practice this morning? Question 5. How will you know when you finish this morning's practice that you got what you came for this morning? How will you know when we finish this morning's practice that you got what you came for this morning? Okay, so get comfy, put your journal and pen down for now. We're about to start this morning's practice. Good morning. It is morning 7 of the 7-day reset. Congratulations, you're here. This is huge commitment and dedication to yourself to be here. Morning 7. This is the last morning of the 7-day reset, and it's the beginning of our work together. That's the really exciting bit. I hope that you feel really well rested and had a good sleep. So what I wanted to share this morning was just a little bit of my knowledge before we jump in to do the final practice, the final morning practice of this 7-day reset. And it is just to say, you may have heard this before, and I'm going to put it into the context of what we're doing. It's very, very simple, yet it's profound, especially when you really get this and integrate this into your life. And you can't not integrate it because of the way that I'm teaching you, in a really, really simple way that most of the time we don't even realize that you're learning and things are changing for you. So you may have heard this before. If you have, fantastic. If you haven't, great. What you focus on, you get more of. And it also is very similar to where attention goes, energy flows. So if we have habitual thinking patterns which take us into a negative emotional state, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get more negative thinking. If you're getting and achieving results at a certain level in your life, whether that be in your health or your relationships or your career, and you're not getting any further, then there will simply be something going on with your thinking and your strategy. And when we have a new strategy in terms of how we are thinking, so that we can put ourselves in a positive, so that we can think thoughts that make us feel good, so we can put ourselves into those positive emotional states and feel motivated and empowered, guess what? Not only are we in the better place to make great decisions for ourselves, we move forward quicker and it's much more fun, right? Okay, so what you focus on, you get more of. You are learning to get very clear on what you want. Remember yesterday I said that anxiety is your reminder to pay attention to what you want. So by meeting yourself every morning and getting really clear on what you want in that day, because what you want today will be different to yesterday, right? So when you get very clear about what you want, and that's what you're getting very good at, that's what you're learning to do with me, and what you're also learning is how to take aligned action so that you get results at an accelerated rate. Because let's face it, why do we want to hang around when it's actually when we understand how to utilize our mind, master our emotional states and get results at an accelerated rate? Why would you not want that for yourself? Okay, a large part of this is becoming aware of your negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging patterns and conditioning that no longer serves you, and clearing it and actually lightening up about it, because we all have negative thoughts. I have negative thoughts. I've just trained myself for over a decade to notice them, to lighten up about it and utilize my tools, which you're learning really easily, one step at a time, in order to master yourself so that you can enjoy a more deeply enriched life. And who wouldn't want that, right? That's why you're here, isn't it? So by integrating my simple daily practice in your life, you are already shifting your energetic frequency to align yourself with what it takes to be an even more powerful manifester in all areas of your life. You're already a powerful manifester. You've been manifesting since the day you were born. You learn how to get a response and a reaction from your mother or a friend or a sibling by smiling. What you're now doing is learning how to take it to the next level and systematically creating an even more resourceful set of emotional states and strategies to flourish one step at a time, at your own pace, in your own way, so that you can operate at an even greater capacity. That's it, that's what we're doing. And I've made it really simple because I believe that things in life should be simple. Okay, so just a little review on yesterday. Anxiety is your reminder to pay attention to what you want. You can probably feel a little bit of anxiety now just by saying the word. So, excitement. Excitement is a similar energetic frequency to anxiety. So, what are you feeling most excited about right now in your life? Trust the answer that comes to you now. You can't not answer a question. You're learning how the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions that you ask yourself. So what are you feeling most excited about in your life right now? What is it about that that makes you feel excited? Close your eyes, feel it. And how does that make you feel? Close your eyes, feel it. How does that make you feel? Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. You are learning to create even more expansive in the now moment of all of your thoughts. You're learning to directionalize your thoughts, to be empowering, to stay resourceful, and to deepen what those feelings feel like. We're gonna have so much fun. Okay, if you find that you'll feel anxious at some point in your day, ever again, which is likely, to jump to a state of calm, because remember, it's all about emotional state mastery, not management, mastery. Once you master something, you then become an artist at it. That gets really exciting. So one step at a time. You're learning emotional state mastery so that you can stay in a resourceful emotional state to make fantastic decisions for yourself and create more and manifest more of what you want. So, anxiety, excitement, then calm. If you're feeling a bit anxious, to try and get yourself to a calm state is too much of a jump. You change the strategy. Okay, stop. What am I feeling most excited about in my life right now? What am I feeling most grateful about in my life right now? What is it about that that makes me feel grateful, deeply grateful? And how does that make me feel? Cultivating an attitude of gratitude, which you're doing every day with me, can change your entire perspective in a moment. Mastering your ability to take responsibility, you're not pushing anything away, you're just bringing yourself back into that space. And one step at a time, when something comes up, you address it, and you're learning the tools of how to do it. One step at a time. Okay. So remember, what you focus on, you get more of. You're getting really clear about what you want every day. You're getting really clear about how you're feeling. You're learning to take aligned action so that you can overcome your challenges. And you're getting on with it and you're doing it. And one step at a time, you're building your confidence and you're feeling great along the way. I'm not saying you're not going to have challenges, but looking at what the challenges might be before you get there and coming up with strategies to overcome them before you even have breakfast. I mean, that's a pretty cool way to start your day, right? Let's begin. So, get really comfortable. Take your attention and awareness to your sitting bones. Really feel your connection with the support of your chair, the floor, whatever you're sitting on. Place your tongue at the roof of your mouth. Soften your eyes now. Gently close them, in fact. Place a gentle smile on your face. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest and feel a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Take your awareness to your heart. And if there's any feeling of uncomfortableness there now, focus on it and make it bigger. It's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's part of the process of being a human. Okay, so it's keeping your awareness in your heart now. Any feelings of uncomfortableness, any feelings of anxiety, worry or fear, just amplify them and really identify with them. You don't want to push it away. Okay, what does that feeling want you to know? Trust the answer that comes to you now. What do you need to do about it? And when are you going to do it? Take yourself out half an hour after having successfully taken that step. How does that feel now? So, all your anxieties, worries and fears. Give yourself permission to let them go now. Send them down through your body, out into the underground river. Imagine a small version of you, a little playful child version of you, watching your worries, your fears, your anxieties being washed, transmuted and transported all the way to the other side of the world, to a desert. There are animals there, camels, insects, birds. Watch them playing, drinking in that water as you give yourself permission to let it go. Allow that to take place in the background. Now, take your awareness back to your heart and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Amplify this feeling, make it bigger, make it brighter. breathe and smile. Soften your eyes now. Soften your chin, your jawline. Soften your shoulders. Soften your tummy and hips. And feel the connection between the floor and your sitting bones. Gentle smile on your face. Attention to your heart. Think of that thing that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Amplify this feeling now. Send this feeling all the way down through your body, down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet and down into the underground streams, through the crystalline layers of rock. Keep going, deeper, that's right, deeper and deeper. And deeper into the core of the earth. Wrap your roots, wrap your energy around this beautiful rose quartz crystal. It's a heart shape. It represents the energy of Mother Earth. It's constant, grounded, loving, joyful, excited. Restful, beautiful, charming, gracious, grateful. Merge your energy with this energy and draw it up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up through the core of your body, up your spine. Into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold. Send it up through your body, up through the top of your head, out through the ceiling, out into the morning sky, past the birds, up, up, past the clouds, up past the moon, the stars, satellites, up, go higher. Higher and higher and higher. You're going to go through a jelly-like substance. Go through that and out the other side, where you're going to find the most beautiful white light. It is never ending. Imagine that you are connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to their light. Connect with their love, their wisdom, their joy, their kindness. Now imagine that you're connecting with a masculine energy. It's loving and kind, faithful, grounded, focused, courageous, born to be free. Draw all of this energy down. Bring it back down, back through the jelly-like substance, past the moon, the stars, satellites, bringing it down through the clouds, past the trees and the birds, down through the ceiling and in through the top of your head. It's a beautiful white, bright diamond light. Allow this energy to clear, heal, activate all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your electrons. Draw this energy all the way through you now, gently allowing your breath to move this energy down to your toes, to your feet, your fingertips, to the end of your nose. Imagine it's like lights on a Christmas tree lighting up, and it's each cell lights up, the next cell lights up. Breathe into this, bringing in life, space, healing, spaciousness, Say to yourself, I am the light where I am that I am. I am the light where I am that I am. I am the light where I am that I am. Bring your awareness back to your heart. Tongue to roof of mouth, gentle smile on your face. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently come back into the room. Hello. Okay, we're going to move quite quickly. Trust your pen. How are you feeling right now? So write down right now. Sorry, feel now. How are you feeling right now? Just for today, how would you like to feel? So write down just for today, feel. Just for today, how would you like to feel? Next word, write down experience. Just for today, what would you like to experience? Just for today, what would you like to experience? Trust your pen. Next word. Purpose. Underline that. For what purpose would you like to feel like that and experience that? Trust what comes out of your pen. For what purpose? Next, write down, why is that important? So just write down, why important? Trust your pen. Why is that important? Look at the last thing that you've written. Why is that important? Okay, look at what you've written in terms of just for today, how would you like to feel? What would you like to experience? For what purpose and why is that important? And just trust, one word is going to be standing out on your page. Circle that word. That's what your subconscious would like you to pay attention to today. What you focus on, you get more of. Where your attention goes, energy flows. Okay, circle that word. Write down, how can I create, have, or be more, add your word, in my life, underline my life, it's your life, nobody else's, right now. The mind does not know the difference between the future and the past or thought and reality, so you ask for what you want right now. In my life right now, and have fun with it. The universe likes fun. It will respond accordingly. Okay, how can I create, have, or be more, add your word, in my life right now, and have fun with it? Okay, close your eyes. Write down three answers in terms of how that will happen. Okay, trust your pen. Three bullet points. Just look at what you've written and answer your own question. How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now and have fun with it? Okay, how will you know? How will you know that you've created that for yourself in your life today? So look at your three ways that you're going to know that you've created that for yourself. How will you know? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that for yourself in your world today? And how does that feel? So write down the word feel. How does that feel? Look at the last thing that you've just written in terms of how you'll know that you've created it for yourself today. How does that feel? Okay. Next, write the word challenge down. Okay, so is there anything that you might can think of that might challenge you in terms of getting that result for yourself today? What challenge might pop in? Close your eyes. Anything? It might be an internal feeling, a doubt, a fear. It could be, if it's all comes from ourselves, something going on. What is it? Just trust the first thing that comes to you. What might be your challenge today? Write down the first thing that comes to you. Now write down three different ways that you know that you can overcome that challenge. What is the solution to that challenge? Write down three different ways. How does that feel? So write the word feel. How does that feel as you look at the solution that you've just written down? Remember, everything that we do is to feel a certain way. So why wouldn't you want to think thoughts that make you feel great and do things that make you feel great that are aligned with your heart? That's what you're doing. Okay, so now we're going to get creative. So we did this yesterday. You're going to draw a little image of you. Oops. Okay. I'm not an artist, but I can draw, and this really works. Okay, so draw a little picture of you now, in terms of you right now. Write the word now there. Make sure you've got a ground, because you're grounded, connected to the heart in the middle of the earth, and then a heart, which is the universe, and put yourself in a bubble. And then right now. Then on the other side of the page, there, make sure there's a gap between where you are now. Actually, let's draw the boxes in. 1, 2, 3. Okay, action. Okay, three boxes. 1, 2, 3, action. Now, three boxes for action, blank at the moment. Here, you are going to draw a little picture of the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created what it is that you want for yourself today. So, just be really spontaneous. Draw the energy of you. Make sure you put yourself in a bubble. Connect yourself to that heart in the center of the earth and the heart in the middle of the universe. Draw a little happy expression on your face, because you don't want to choose to be sad, right? And make sure you draw a heart and write some of the words around you. What are you saying to yourself? Take yourself out half an hour after you have successfully created what you said you want to create for yourself today. How does it feel? Write those words in your bubble. What are you saying to yourself? Okay, now look at your now bubble and put some really empowering words in there right now. What are you saying to yourself? How are you feeling? I mean, you're here, you've committed to yourself. This is amazing. Write stuff down in your bubble that represents now. Powering, happy, positive words that represent where you are now. Okay, now, action. What are your next three action steps that you're going to take today to move you from where you are now to where you want to be later on today? So what's your first action, second action, third action? Next, you're going to draw an arrow between where you are now and what your end result for the day is. And if you look back on what the word was that you inserted in your how can I formula, mine was joy, write your word down. What was it? What's the energy that's going to carry you through from where you are now to where you want to be? We can choose to feel great in the now moment. We don't have to wait to get to the result to feel great. What you're learning and you're going to be cultivating doing is taking yourself into the end step. This is the last thing that has to happen for me to know that I've created what it is that I want. That feels like that. Wow. So you stay in the wish fulfilled. You choose the energy that you want to bring you from where you are now. You just simply take those aligned action steps. This is key. For you being a powerful manifester that you already are. You're just tweaking what you already know. Okay, and getting rid of some of the stuff that just doesn't serve you anymore. Okay, so have you got it? Picture of now. Have fun with this. Once you stop the recording on here, go back, get your coloring pencils out. It's day 7. And really nurture these pictures. Put color in there. Make it fun. Okay, so now, three action steps, where you want to be. That's your last thing that has to happen. That's your end step. That's how you know you've created it. And have that energy of it. And then you've got the arrow, which is shows you the vibration, the energy frequency, which you are going to be bringing into everything that you're doing today as you move through and take these action steps. Okay, gently close your eyes. Well done. Gently feel into this. Okay. Now, three, my pen's run out, but that's okay. So as you look at what you've written, why is that important? Why is it important for that to happen today? Trust what comes to you. Why else is that important? That you create this for yourself and your world today. And why else is it important that you create this for yourself and your world today? Gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Bring your awareness into your heart. Activate the feelings of that crystalline energy, that's right. And that beautiful diamond white energy from above. Just breathe, feel your breath touching the end of your nose. Feel your connection with your sitting bones and your support, knowing that you're grounded, safe and protected. So what in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Feel it. Pick up your pen and trust the first thing that comes to you now. Write it down. Close your eyes. Draw your awareness down into your heart. Smile. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Feel it. Pick up your pen and trust the first thing that comes to you. Write it down now. And then come back to your center, gently closing your eyes, focusing your awareness on your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh, tongue to roof of mouth. Gentle smile on your face, relax your shoulders now. What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Feel it. That's right. Pick up your pen and write the first thing that came to you now. Okay. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes. Maybe give yourself a little bit of a stretch. Okay. How are you feeling right now? Either just tune into yourself. Close your eyes. How are you feeling right now? Write that down. Feel now. Check back. What was the intention that you set at the beginning of this practice? How did you want to feel? That's what I mean by that. How did you want to feel at the end of this practice? Have you met your intention or is it in process? So intention met or in process? And finally, what have you learnt this morning? Trust the first thing that comes to you. Just write one thing down. Okay, so, well done, you made it. What I would love you to do now is please post up, how are you feeling right now? Intention met or in process? And what have you learnt this morning? Have an extraordinary day. I will see you this evening for evening 7 of the 7-day reset in the knowledge that now we are just beginning our journey together. and it's going to be really exciting. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being you. And I can't wait to see you later. Have an amazing day.